This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, the significance of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, welcome to A to Z Show. Dear listeners, this is Ali, and in today's episode of A to Z, we're going to be talking about the Islamic Revolution of Iran, and also the founder of the Islamic Revolution of Iran, that is Imam Khomeini, Ridwanullah ta'ala alayh. Brothers and sisters, we need to understand this revolution. It is the need of time. 40 years have passed by. This revolution keeps getting stronger against the arrogant powers of the world. What are those principles that this revolution got started on? What are the founding principles? In other words, what were those stances of Imam Khomeini that attracted people towards this revolution and they brought about this revolution? Some say it's the economic reasons, others say it was some other reasons, discrimination, this and that. Brothers and sisters, let us tell you very clearly that this divine revolution was a revolution based on ideology, not based on issues. Some like to propose that it was for this issue or that issue, nationalizing or of oil and not nationalizing of oil, and the coup against Mossadegh that the arrogant powers, you know, carried out. It was, you know, these were issues. They were there. We're not denying it. But the revolution itself, its foundation is based on Islam, the golden principles of Islam, the traditions of Ahlul Bayt, and the verses of the Holy Quran, which is the divine word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to understand this concept. Now, what's important is that this revolution came about. What are the revolutionaries? Who are the revolutionaries? We need to now start thinking about who is defined as a revolutionary, because this is an important topic that is actually relevant to all of us. Welcome back, dear listeners. Now, there are different blocks. There are revolutionaries, there are anti-revolutionaries, there are like hypocrites within the revolution. There are different categories of people that exist out there. Now, of course, as soon as we hear the revolution and a divine revolution, we get attracted towards it. But we sometimes, unfortunately, don't understand what it takes to be a revolutionary. Now, brothers and sisters, some within Iran and many outside Iran expect the fundamental principles of the Islamic Revolution to be redefined and reinvented. Ongoing attempts are being made to infiltrate and sabotage the system, which is based on the principles of pure Muhammadan Islam. From cultural invasion to economic sanctions, the enemy has spared no effort in its vindictive quest to undermine, sabotage, and eventually overthrow the Islamic Republic. In the midst of these unrelenting acts of subversion, Imam Khamenei elaborated and expanded on the five traits of a true Islamic revolutionary. Imam Khamenei defines the first trait of a true Islamic revolutionary to be, number one, staying committed to the founding principles and foundation of the Islamic Revolution. Number two, setting the ideals of the Islamic Revolution as goals and aspire to achieve them. Number three, being committed to the independence of the country. Number four, being sensitive with respect to the enemy and its plots and refrain from following them. Number five, acquire religious and political piety. And brothers and sisters, in upcoming episodes, we're going to talk about each of these criteria and each of these traits that are bound to be there in an Islamic revolutionary.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.